is so exciting. Wow, where to begin?
It's the Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community, by the community. You can find us online at neverwinternightspodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
Hello, folks. I am Skunking, a.k.a. Skunk.
And I'm Dave, Eat to Serve.
And I'm Michelle, a.k.a. Liso.
And you're listening to the only Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The podcast about everything Neverwinter Nights.
How cool is that?
Both one and two.
Both one and two. You see, you could have just added that. That was senseless for me to even continue.
But there's three of us.
So what? I babble enough for the three of us. All right. We have got a lot of news tonight.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool stuff going on, and Skunk has us reading books.
And if we sound a little bit odd, it's because we're actually live, so.
Yes, we are streaming live.
Just a slight little bit of static from unknown. We will work out that soon enough.
And we do have a 3-second delay for Skunk, but we don't have a button to make it so we can stop whatever he just said from getting out there, so.
Okay, Trey says, yeah, say that. The only Neverwinter Nights podcast recorded before a live studio audience. Yay!
And there was much rejoicing.
Yeah, I wonder how soon or how many nerve pills we're driving Trey to take right now.
Well, he's fine until you say something bad.
Yeah, he's fine until you slip up, Skunk. Because I would never do that.
Here we go. Edit that out.
Edit that out, dude.
Yeah, what is this lately? I'm the only one that doesn't say dude.
No, it's not like I swear or anything. Actually, I'm more creative and got more material than need to swear.
Yes, you are. You're excellent at graphic innuendo. So what do you guys have been up to?
Well, Skunk's been looking at two boys in the vault.
No, I have not been looking at two boys in the vault. I only just went to see what the stuff was about it. I'm not. Now, there's an image for that submission that was removed, and Maximus got on there saying that, you know, the.
That the image was inappropriate.
There you go, Trey. I put a thing on the show.
Don't worry, Trey. I'll edit that out.
Yeah, we'll edit it out. But it's. All right. What the hell are you thinking? Putting this
give the guy a benefit of the doubt. I mean, he might be a new modeler, and he might not have known how to make it look right.
He did state in his write-up that he's been using other people's stuff for the last few years, and he decided to his hand on in his own now. And so what have we got in the news today besides boys in their inappropriate underwear?
I don't know, I lost my show notes. Some reason I closed the wrong one down. There it is.
Yes, going live was an excellent idea.
Oh, that's why Trey's on vacation this week. He's no dummy.
Oh, we were live last week.
Yeah, but we were officially trying it out.
This is true.
Well, Michelle, you've recently been talking quite a bit about one of the most anticipated custom content creatures. Can you tell us more information about that, please?
Almost in the year, a whole year in the making, Johnny Ree has been working on the Driders. Very labor-intensive in animations and everything else. And they finally got released on the Vault tonight. They're holding a vote at 10. I think it was up to 6 votes last time I checked. And it's only been on the Vault for a few hours. Johnny Ree released them, and they are ready to go. They are ready to be stuck in your PWs and your single-player mods.
Oh, my.
Huh?
I'm not going to touch that. So you stick whatever you want in your PW.
Anyway. You're from California. We excuse you. Anyway. anyways, it's a big, exciting moment. There's a lot of people that have been waiting for this thing forever. And I had to bribe Johnny to get them done this weekend.
Well, I know Marcus Wayne Schlegel has been wanting to add the Driders for a long time to his Hunt Through the Dark series. And another module I want to play sometime soon by Gamer Parent Studios, the Trinity adventure that they're working up over there. They also leaked that they have some quests in the work that involve Driders.
Sounds like these Driders are going to be pretty busy.
Yeah, I was updating the Misery Stone, my Misery Stone file, and I saw something that said Drider, and I went, huh? And that's about the same time Michelle IM'd me saying, guess what's going to go on the vault? So, it's pretty
now,
cool.
Now, do you all know where Driders come from?
The Underdark.
Drow.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, some of them are cursed.
They're cursed by Loth, aren't they?
Yes. Yes.
See, I am so cool. That's all I know, though.
Yeah, you haven't read any of the Underdark novels before?
I think I played.
I played
S1. I don't remember what the old mod is. The where they showed up.
They're in
Slave
the
Pit of the Under. I don't remember what it was.
They're in the R.A. Salvatore's Legacy of the Drow series, which is kind of like the origins of one of the most well-known heroes is Driss, and he ends up having to do a lot of battling with those boogers. You never really see too many story in depth uses of Driders. And Hordes of the Underdark. I don't remember a whole lot being done with those.
Well, I'm sorry.
Damn you all to hell,
it's
Dave,
my
for
fault.
Not making more Driders into the adventures.
So what else do we have going on tonight?
Well, potatoes.
Yes, potatoes.
Neverwinter Nights 2 has potatoes for us.
Well, the reason why I put this in the news is really because there was a post and a vote on this, and it really upset me because they were just being mean, and I really feel that, you know, the new modelers, module creators and stuff really need to be encouraged, and I did go on there, and I wasn't really happy about it, and I voiced my opinion. Dave did the same.
Where are y'all talking about?
Potatoes.
If you click on the link, dude. Are you in the show notes?
Yeah, I'm in the show notes, but I mean, I already know what a potato looks like.
No, it's a whole bag of spilt potatoes. It's pretty
he
cool.
He also released carrots today.
Awesome. He's doing a whole bunch of placeables for kitchens and such. It's pretty cool.
And I think it's brilliant that, you know, someone's actually making the effort to do this, because these are those little things that people don't usually think about.
Yeah.
Ouch. Rowan, and quit poking.
It's not nice to poke the host.
I must not have been listening. What'd he say? I saw you say S1 was Tomb of Horrors. I saw that.
Well, you can't ignore him. You have to, you know, interact with the audience.
D1, which is the one with the, let's see, slave pits of the demon lord, or I don't remember what it was. I'd have to get up and walk over to my shelf.
Oh, yeah, that was like one of the Greyhawk adventures, I believe. Oh, yeah.
Also,
yeah, definitely need to be encouraged.
Since this came out after the show was recorded last week, Johnny Ree also released the Yonti Abomination variation on the vault, and it's his own variation of the Yonti Abomination. Textures are awesome. The details are amazing. Also doing quite well in the vault.
You were also talking about Gamers with Jobs.
Gamers with Jobs. Yes, I actually went and I listened to their podcast, and they are excellent. They are really good to listen to. They have their stuff down. They also put out a lot of game recommendations, and I think they only do a show once a month. It doesn't look like the shows are done as frequently as ours are. It's a really good podcast, and for all of you who are into several games other than just Neverwinter Nights, choo-choo. Shame on you. No, just kidding, because I am. It's a really good place to go, because they talk about all games.
You don't want to go there, folks. You want to stay right here with the Neverwinter.
Well, no, you could go to both places. Just don't forsake us.
No, all of you listening right now, you are... You're mine. And you're going to stay right here within the control of my power and stay devoted to the Neverwinter Nights podcast.
And you, Skunk, are going to find the source of that echo. But anyway. Yes, Rhoannon, that's the one. A1, Slave Pits of the Undercity. Isn't that the one where they pulled Driders in? Maybe not.
Don't know. Never played it. And I've seen a few people at Neverwinter Connections run in such an adventure there.
I know it was like 80s when I ran through it. But after the show, I dug onto my shelves and found Q1, Queen of the Demon Web Pits, which on page 28 mentions the Drider under the New Monster section. It was released in 1980 by David C. Sutherland III with Gary Gygax, an adventure for characters level 10 to 14.
Well, hopefully soon Johnny Ree will get around to making one of the creatures that he listed up on that poll on the vault long ago that I would like to see. That would be the show. The show again. The ones that roam around saying meat is meat. The show again.
I still want owlbears.
Really?
Yeah, well, I didn't get my way, though.
I know what the show again would go perfect with. And someone sent me an image of something new that Robinson Workshop is working on. And it's a deep sea, an underwater area for Neverwinter Nights 2.
Oh, I saw that. That's very cool.
It's beautiful.
They are busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, they always amaze me every time. They produce something new, and they do it so often, and it's always has such class and expertise when they create their stuff. And Robinson Workshop's always active doing that. But how is everyone here? Because it's been a while since I actually talked to you guys, as I haven't been on the show for about a couple of weeks and been out of touch with everyone lately.
Well, I got... My car was rear-ended today, but no damage, on the way to pick up my kids, for my boy from school. Big moving van. Clunk!
Hey, it do much damage? How much damage did it do?
Nothing. I had to go get my kids, so I looked at it and went, whatever.
You don't need to get our... Did you, like, wave your hand like a Jedi? You don't need to see my insurance.
No, I was the one that... I looked to see what company the van was from, and he says, oh, it's a rental. I was like, oh, great, whatever. I didn't do any damage. Just waved my hand. I got out, though. I didn't hold my neck and go, oh, my God!
Yeah, some of the folks in the IRC are referring me to Duke Nukem. Yeah, some folks in the other IRC channel, they try to get me to quote Duke Nukem. So, hey, since we're live,
go ahead.
Your face, your ass, same thing.
Edit that out.
I got bleeps of steel. Edit that out. Oh, and here's another one for you.
That's just a reference to pinball and mules.
Here's another one, edit out. Yeah, baby, shake it.
Yes, Rhoannon, tell us.
Since he's typing in IRC, what have you been up to lately, Michelle?
I had a cold, a really, really bad cold, and I'm making every effort not to sniffle on recording.
Oh, they're asking about Pale Masters, the Shannons.
Maybe I should get my game manual? Do you want me to open up my 3.5 Players Edition handbook?
Ah, what do you know about them?
I
don't know anything. How about you guys?
Well, actually, they're not in the player's handbook for 3.5. I believe Pale Masters are supposedly, one of the prestige classes for the Forgotten Realms. So it's not really in like definitive Dungeons and Dragons like Greyhawk or Basic, but that's what I know about them. Other than that, when you go in game, you just highlight it and it tells you more about Pale Masters. What is a Pale Master? Chen X is asking, has anyone ever played a Pale Master?
I haven't.
Actually, Pale Masters ain't really too weak at all, but you have to get them up to a higher level. One of the best qualities about them that I've always liked is that they are immune to critical hits. Kind of like how some undead are.
Trey, God.
One of the things I like doing with Pale Masters, and one of my characters that I play with, is I use a bard / Pale Master. And nobody really thinks about that. Everybody always makes their bards all goody-goody when, you know, there's plenty of inspiration to end up making your bard evil. And a Pale Master is a great one of them because you could end up making him be something like the Phantom of the Opera. Now, a rogue doesn't really cut it with a Pale Master. But yeah, there's tons. Everybody always... I see a lot of rogue Pale Masters out there, too. But a bard Pale Master is very wicked for role-playing.
Cool.
Wicked.
Another new news, Jay Clef, doing the Misery Stone with Bouncy Rock and Johnny Reed, have tried out something new, and they are doing audio diary for the blog update, weekly updates, and that link will be in the show. They sit around. I actually accused them of trying to take our job away, our free employment away.
I listen. It's pretty good. It's good to keep...
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's great to hear about the progress of the team there, all in, you know, one straight shot. Because sometimes... Go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry, go.
That's all right, you go ahead.
Well, I really like the way they discussed what they were doing. Mm-hmm. It was very interactive.
Whoa.
What the heck was that? We had just finished up with the audio diary from Bouncy Rock with the Misery Stone.
Yeah, so now everybody wants to talk about me Lucky Charms. Speaking of which, this month, the reason why I was gone most of the time, because it was my birthday, man, and I had tons of beer and booze all around me. My girlfriend's girlfriends.
Does it take a month to celebrate your birthday?
Yeah, because they arrange a parade for me, and a lot of people get drunk and drink on my birthday, St. Patrick's Day.
Is that like mourning the birth of your birthday?
Yeah, maybe. I guess people kind of fast beer.
That's a very cool birthday to have, though, St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, Ty Bay has some news. What you got, Ty Bay?
Ty Bay says, if any of you are interested in helping with the AME, the AME with the Neverwinter Night 2 Awards, please do so. We really, really need members. We may not have enough members to cover the awards this cycle.
Like just the only Neverwinter Nights 2, or?
Apparently
we have enough for Neverwinter Nights 1.
It's basically like there's like three of us that are doing anything in Neverwinter Nights 2. It's getting kind of... rough.
I bet you what the problem is because a lot of the people on staff of AME are all these really prestigious and active people in the community. When really AME, from what I've heard from the members of the group, they pretty much welcome anyone. If you're really well experienced with Neverwinter Nights 2 and you play a lot of the modules and view a lot of the submissions on the vault, for an example, you are the perfect person to join the team. You don't have to have a whole bunch of submissions like a lot of the other community members of AME, the judges there. But, you know, if you're...
Yeah, players. We need people to play the stuff. Because actually what you'll be needing to do is, playing stuff in a category or at least playing enough of it to be able to get an idea of what the author was doing, and really, so people that haven't spent a lot of time building and have actually spent a lot of time playing is really what we need.
Another thing, Ty Bay. Oh, go ahead, Michelle.
Go ahead.
Well, he's saying that another real problem is that a lot of the Neverwinter Nights 2 members is that they are talented CC traders themselves, and they, some of them deserve awards themselves. And the thing with AME that I've heard them say when I've interviewed a lot of the AME folks is that they're not allowed to vote for themselves or nominate themselves for a lot of these sections, categories for the AME awards.
Sure, and actually so, if you say you're a custom content person and somebody has nominated you in the category, well, then you're not going to be able to participate in the category at all. So you can't nominate somebody else, even if, you know, even if they'd be going against you, because of course you can't, you just can't participate. It'd be too weird. It's a conflict of interest. So say you have a module, you know, somebody made a really good module and it's nominated. Well, then, and they're on the AME, they're totally cut out of being able to do that category, and we need a new person to come in and help. Luckily, I didn't do anything that's any good, so I can pretty much get into all the categories.
Asher Khan wants you to be nominated at AME. You know, Asher Khan, he won the Brass Skunk Awards for his infected toenail. He won the awards. You know, I was trying to rig that up for myself to win. I don't know if you ever seen the video.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That sounds pretty disgusting.
I'm glad AME was very, had a good sense of humor with that, with me impersonating their awards ceremony. Yeah, Trey's all happy for his Brass Skunk Award.
I could have sworn you were going to get it.
He still thinks that Chris Cocker is a hot chick that did the presentation for his award. It's a dude, Trey. Yeah. That cute girl, it was a man. That kid.
So, moving right along. Speaking of the vidcast.
Yes, I need, since I'm back in action, I need just a couple more times, and I got to do some more scripting on the vidcast player. A lot of videos are coming in, and people are giving me links to their works for me to put up onto the vidcast player on the site, and also to upload to the YouTube page that we have linked on the front for the vidcast, the front of our site.
Yeah, I actually had a question. Is there a way for you to, it's kind of nuts and bolts stuff, but to swap it around so they don't see the same vid on the front, right? Because I don't know if a lot of people even know that there's that's changing up there. They just see the same.
What? There is a way to swap it up, and someone's singing the crying game to
yeah,
Trey.
Yeah, to Trey. I saw that. Trey went to take a shower.
So how about we list off who's joining us today in the IRC and participating in our streaming.
Okay, first we have Liso.
I am not here. Only in spirit.
AsherCon Paxson lurks. Who's AsherCon Paxson lurks?
I'm not really sure.
Must be somebody trying to pretend he's AsherCon.
Then we have Gloggerbot.
Bent on Gloggerbot. World domination.
Yes.
With his vacuum cleaner army.
And at now 4:41 in the morning, we have Striker B.
And who's DD?
Double D.
Ain't going there. And we got Grinning Fool. Cadron Cockroach Ree Roannon.
Shannon X.
Hero A. Ty Bay thinks he's the great.
Oh, we need echoes for that. Ty Bay, the great. Eight.
And you guys want me to say the other name?
Tyrannicus. Yeah, you go right. You go for it.
Tyrannicus.
And Z Branky.
There you go. A listing of our streaming.
I don't know, Trey.
Actually, I don't know how many of y'all are listening. Look at that. I used this other thing, y'all.
This show is sponsored by Striker Bee.
Trey, you're rubbing off on Dave.
What would I say?
You said y'all.
Y'all. Yeah, but I y'all, I grew up in North Carolina. I can talk this stuff if you really want me to. I can say tires like the rest of them.
Tires.
Got some new tires from a car. Tires. That's right.
Oh, Lord.
It's my favorite southern word, tires.
I don't know if you folks noticed lately, but on the vault, there's been more and more portraits being submitted to the Neverwinter Nights vault. Like, all the time. It's almost a daily thing now that people are submitting portraits.
I wonder why.
I don't know. I tried contacting one of them, a fella named Bolo. I don't know if it's a he or she. And didn't get a reply from him. That's a shame. Would like to. We never had like a portrait artist on the show before, I believe, for people to use as their avatars.
No, I don't think we have.
We haven't had any loading screen artists or anything like that for Neverwinter Nights 2. And I've seen a fella's load hints thing, because I guess it's a pet peeve. That's Jason. It's a pet peeve of his for not seeing load hints being used on Neverwinter Nights 2. But, folks, you know what? One of the greatest compilation packs for Neverwinter Nights 1 of the portraits, and you won't find it on the vault. And I don't know where you could find it. I think I have it saved somewhere. But it's called Ja Din's Portraits. And this package is huge. It's about like a total.
Wait, I'm supposed to walk over you because Trey thinks he's being ignored. Bolo won the SOZ we gave away. There you go. Continue, Skunk.
Bolo. No, I think it's somebody else. A different fella. Well, I don't know. Maybe it is the same fella. I have no clue if but this Ja Din's Portrait Packs. It's like 500 and some megabytes, and it's got thousands in there, more than you would end up needing for a PW or a massive module with tons of extra features to it. But folks, if any of you know where to find this Ja Din's Portraits, please comment into our show notes and hook us up with a link, please. We'd like to end up getting the word on that out a little bit more.
Grinnyful is lurking menacingly, so be on your guard.
Oh.
What is it that gamers have to stop playing?
Stop playing what? I
don't know. It's in your news. I'm not the one saying it, so you wrote it. You can say it.
I wanted to tell people to stop playing something.
Gamers, stop playing with
anything except for Neverwinter Nights.
Oh yeah. All right, boys and girls. Now, doing this will make you go blind. So stop playing with yourself. Stop playing with yourself right now.
Does this mean first person is not? We can't play solo anymore. We gotta do multiplayer.
Just don't overdo it where you end up going blind and you can't see anything on your darn screen.
I'm not blind yet, thank you.
Folks, stop playing with yourself and check out the scheduled events going on at Neverwinter Connections and play with a group of players for a change. And with a dungeon master. With a dungeon master, you truly have an interactive effect on the game world, unlike that any MMORPG could offer you. Most of those buggers on those MMORPGs, those GMs, they're just like, tech support. But with a real dungeon master, you could have so many opportunities to really affect the world. There's a upcoming Silver Marches campaign that has caught my eye, but it's not within the time zone that I'm free to end up gaming. I thought you set your time zones on Neverwinter Connections, and you could find other gaming events live of other players want ready to play when you're ready to play. And you just sign up for those events. So Neverwinter Connections is also a great outlet to the community to invite people to your and players to your server by scheduling a session on Neverwinter Connections. So I'd like to end up reminding all of you, I have a feeling a good amount of you already know this, but go ahead and check it out if you have never have before at neverwinterconnections.com.
Well, I'm probably going to be, actually I did about a month and a half ago, started or fixed my Terentia city, a city I made for Neverwinter Nights 1. I put it into CEP 2.2 or something, I don't know, whatever the whatever the current one is. And I'll probably, when I get a chance, pull that out of mothballs and run something on the connections.
So what's next on our agenda?
You know, there's a lot of people seem to be getting really frustrated with a lot of doomsayers out there in the community. You know, don't let it get to you so much. I've been reading recently somebody saying that the BioWare forum guilds are starting to die out for Neverwinter Nights 1. Never really noticed too many NWN2 forums on there. But myself, I'm a member of tons of BioWare forum guilds, and for Neverwinter Nights 1 and 2. But for Neverwinter Nights 1 at the BioWare vault, it is a growing trend that a lot of people are beginning to host their own websites and they could manage their own community stuff there. Like both of you, I have a feeling, Dave and Lisa Licious, you visit mostly community groups and bloggers that manage their own pages and sites, right?
Yes. At least for me, yes.
With hosting your own site, you get a, even from free programs, there's tons of more community tools that you could do that the free BioWare site couldn't really offer you. Although everybody no doubt is grateful for the free hosting opportunity of a forum guild from BioWare, but that's where it seems like a lot of people are starting to go to in that kind of direction of hosting their own sites. Yeah.
Well, on top of being a moderator of the Thieves Guild, on top of being an admin at Bouncy Rock, I also have a ridiculously long blog roll that I check out every few days. I do try to go to all the different builders that I know who is in production and doing things and cheering them on, saying great work, you know, paying attention to what they're doing. And I also go to the BioWare forums and I comment here and there. I don't comment a lot on the BioWare forums, but when I have something to say, I do.
Yeah. I only usually get to the BioWare forums actually through the vault, their summaries. But I hit the blogs a lot more through, you know, the content links when they have their new contents and or news and that stuff.
Now the public forums in there. I didn't cut you off, did I, Dave?
No.
Did I, Dave?
No.
Okay, the public forums there at BioWare, they're always active. They're constantly active. Just mostly the guilds are starting to slow down. If you going through some of the top 20 most active guilds on there, some of the ones that are later down, sadly, I noticed that some of them are just trying to stay up in that top part just by having spam posts in their sites, you know, which, good way to advertise yourself.
I think it's, you could call it growing pains, actually, with just things shuffling and reorganizing themselves into a new way for us to get, you know, information, and it's not as, I guess, not as segregated, if that makes any sense.
Well, when people end up hosting their own community sites with forums, they often are able to end up giving their staff more powers to moderate the site than what most of the free BioWare sites
do. Exactly.
But if you get like a small group and all that, the BioWare sites are still perfect for, you know, keeping up to date on like your active events and all that. But if you got a large group, definitely going towards hosting your own site would be far more superior and do a lot more justice to your game worlds or gaming events folks, another bit of news, and it looks like it's on a great progress of development, a vault compilation of hacks for Neverwinter Nights 1. And this fella, all by himself, is busting his butt, working up this, what it's called, the VIVI, or is it VIVE, Vive Project. And this fella is doing a collaboration of all the hacks as much as possible that's already permitted for other people to use as they want, you know, as they will, you know, to avoid any conflicts of interest and all that. And this fella, looking through the list of it, it's quite a huge collection already as it is. And he's also posting up a lot of progressional information on like how many hacks he's got and works in progress and what he's going to be adding. But we'll end up putting a link. You should, folks, check this out. We're going to add it into the show notes. And I seem to have lost the link myself, but it's listed under ideas instead of hacks, and it has all the files there. But it's a great idea, dude, whoever you are working on this stuff. And say Dave's rubbing off on me again. I'm not swearing, but I'm saying the dude thing. And
all right. Help support the Neverwinter Night podcast, the only Neverwinter Nights podcast. Go to the Cafe Press store and buy cool stuff. Roannon has a stained-up apron that he's diligently using, a coffee mug. I heard Stryker B say he wanted to buy a thong, which, well, disturbed me greatly.
Is he going to send in a picture?
Yeah, we could use him as a model for
I that. Seriously hope not.
Oh, my. And he could be holding one of the teddy bears. Stryker B, Stryker B, strike, strike, Stryker B.
You know, summer's coming. There's some nice tank tops on there. Hey, girls, you know, if we have any female listeners, I saw a pink t-shirt on there. I personally won't wear pink, but hey, it's pink.
Skunk wears pink. We'll put skunk, skunk in the cutoff tee. Is there a cutoff tee there?
I don't wear pink.
Oh, you're pretty in pink.
Ro wants a thong. Yeah. For what exactly? Slingshot?
And ladies out there, if you wish to end up sending me a birthday present from the Cafe Press, just email Trey and let him know that you're sending me a beer stein from the Cafe Press. Or, let's see what else I want. I need a new calendar.
How about a box of 100 magnets?
Sure, yeah.
Go for a box of 100 magnets.
Yeah, but you can, I'm totally accepting late birthday presents.
Yes, Roannon does not want a thong. Trey's being obnoxious, apparently.
What, it'd go really well with the apron.
Well, only if he only wears the thong in the apron.
Yeah.
Don't turn around, Ro.
Well, what's he supposed to do? He's got to face the grill.
You know, I had an idea. We should end up trying to get some other stuff in our Cafe Press. Like, see if Rogue Dow Studio give us their logo.
Okay.
I was listening to some of the last episodes that y'all made when I was away for a while. And heard that you guys say that the Rogue Dow... I'm saying you guys instead of y'all after you ridiculed it. And your folks were talking about the Planescape beta that came out. Have any of you been trying to resist playing that? Or waiting for it to complete? Or since you're both builders, you looking into it from a builder's aspect already?
I actually thought of pulling it down, and then with all the other stuff I'm pulling down for... anything beta at this point in my life is staying online and not on my computer because of AME stuff and things like that.
So, oh, yeah.
I'm running out of time, because... Plus, I got to get my taxes done sometime, so I haven't pulled it down yet. But I'm totally interested in it.
All right. Folks, if we didn't really catch this in the last show, I would have caught this, but I wasn't around. It's the Worldwide Dungeons & Dragons Game Day was March 21st. Did any of you play anything for that game day?
I didn't actually know it was game day, but just happened to have looked through the DMG number one, but it wasn't because of what day it was. I just didn't know.
They pretty much mostly only advertise it at the Wizards of the Coast website. Myself, I didn't hook up with anybody to game anything, but I completed Baldur's Gate again for like my third time. But this time I played it with the expansion, Tales of the Sword Coast, and I completed it. Myself, I'd rather see RP game day instead of just a D&D game day. Obviously, I love Dungeons & Dragons, but, you know, I think it could be a good day to end up exploring some other game rules and other settings, you know, like Pathfinder and White Wolf's World of Darkness, or Swords and Sorcery. Those look good to me. I wanted to ask you both. I know you're mostly busy building, but I know Liso, Michelle, explores tons of other games, and you've played The Witcher, Dave. Mm-hmm. Is there any? I haven't played Witcher yet. Is there any game aspects you felt would be a highlight to any RPG, or anything possible you think could be done to be included into Neverwinter Nights 2?
Well, I basically only play Neverwinter Nights 1 and 2. I won The Witcher, and to me that's kind of Neverwinter Nights 1 on steroids. And I think in weird ways. I don't think there's anything that can't be done with Neverwinter Nights 1 or Neverwinter Nights 2. I just now was opening up some appearance 2DA on Neverwinter Nights 2 to mess around with my Treasure Island thing to, and another whole new, I figured out how they worked that, so.
Was there anything within The Witcher? Was there anything within The Witcher that you think would be great to add?
I think it was cool. The click to fight was cool, that you had to actually click and swing, but then that got old too. I mean,
really?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of cool in a, I don't know, lightsaber kind of way, where you're like, ooh, I'm swinging every time I click. But then it got to be, oh, now I'm clicking.
Well, the clicking also wasn't just to hit. It also compiled your hits. It changed them.
Yeah, you had to time it. It was a game with it. It was cool, but then...
Right. You got the different moves, the different types of hits.
And that was cool. But as... What would it bring to Neverwinter Nights 1? I mean, that's the only thing I can really see of, I mean, different GUI and all that, but it's...
What do you mean, Granny Fool, by crate romances?
Oh, he was talking about the Z-axis. Like swimming and such.
Oh, you know what? I really wish that Neverwinter Nights actually implemented things like swimming.
But you can.
You really can't.
Well, Neverwinter Nights 1 you can, but I haven't seen anything done like that for Neverwinter Nights 2.
Well, have we gotten through all of our news?
I believe we have.
I had a couple of thoughts that came up, but I've totally forgot them now, so...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you find them, or...
No, probably in about an hour, but...
Oh, when we're done.
Of mind.
But, yeah.
Anybody out there wants us to shout out respectably? Is Dave surfing tomorrow?
I wish, Dre. But I'm homeschooling tomorrow, and we'll probably, though, take a trip to the beach. And it's supposed to be a little windy, so we might take out the kites. But we're a little bit behind because my wife mistook some of our new... We do new classes every 5 weeks, so my wife threw out the new week's worth of books with the recycling.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Granny Fool says, 1.23 beta has officially not started yet. Oh, and he has bodies in his shed.
Hmm.
Tybate says, give a shout out to the CTP for the imminent release of Babylon.
Yeah. And we have we have a video up of that, don't we?
We have a couple of videos on it.
See, how cool are we?
Is it released?
Not pending. Is it going to be by Friday, Ty?
Did I say it right? Babylon? Is it Babylon?
Yeah, you got that one right.
Yeah.
I almost said Babylon.
Well, that would have been a podcast. Sense. Normal. Babylon.
That's French, right?
Rowan says that's Lon Chaney's son.
Oh, okay.
Actually, Trey, Babylon 5, there actually is plenty in the... You could do that with Modern D20, but they're doing Firefly is what they've been doing.
Well, isn't there some show called Babylon?
Yeah, Babylon 5 is what Trey's talking about.
Okay. Yeah. I've never seen it.
Good show. I've never watched it yet. I haven't watched much of Firefly either, but a lot of people say it. I like it.
Babylon Rocks.
I think they meant rocks.
Yes, I know, but I felt the need to.
Isn't that in the creature expansion pack? Rocks. ROKS, rocks.
Okay, I have never seen Babylon. I've never seen Stargate. I've never seen Atlantis.
There is actually a Stargate in the Modern D20 pack, though. So.
Space 1999. That sounds
familiar. Sweet.
Isn't that, like, really old?
Yeah, it was on the moon. That was pretty cool.
Apparently, it just all rocks. See, Granny Fool hasn't seen it either.
Which, Space 1999?
I've seen a half of a Star Trek episode.
The original series.
Yes. With William Shatner.
You betcha. That's...
Who, ironically, has more hair now than he did back then.
I got a confession. I've seen every episode of Star Trek, and I'm taking part in the show from my basement.
I'm really glad that you're sounding shameful about that.
did you hear that?
Going Betty Bye.
No, say that again.
It's time to go to Betty Bye.
Yes, it's time to go Betty Bye.
Why am I I've just been denounced by Taipei.
I don't know why.
Why would I be denounced? What have I done?
Maybe because you said that I had some shame about watching every Star Trek episode. Are you going to bed in your bedroom?
Wait, you're the one that had the shame in your voice. I didn't promote that.
Well, it wasn't really shame, but, you know, I know a lot of people like to criticize folks that work in their business.
I have nothing against people who are Trekkies. I just don't like that incredulous glare I get when I say I've never watched it, but maybe a half an episode. And I think it had something to do with little furry ball things.
Trouble with Tribbles.
Yeah. I'm not really a Trekkie. Well, I guess, yeah, every episode makes you a Trekkie, but I'm not obsessive over it.
I watched them all.
My dork status has been... revoked. Hey, you know what? I don't think I have a problem with that.
Yeah, the Serenity movie for the Firefly series was pretty good. I was expecting it to be bigger, but...
Trey wants this. Oh, what?
Your daughter told us it's Betty Bye?
That's my boy.
That was his son.
Boy, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yeah, he said it's Betty Bye time. So I guess it's that time when we all close up shop and say, until
now
next
it's
time.
Time to say goodbye.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
I knew you would start singing it.
NEV ERW. INTER Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
Woohoo!
Alright.
Forever let us hold the banner high.
Okay. Hi!
Say it there. Say good night.
Good night!
Good night!
Get in the game.
And level up.
You can always reach us via our website at NeverWinterNightsPodcast.com or by email at show@NeverWinterNightsPodcast.com. You can also leave an audio comment or listener hello by calling us on Skype. Just call NWN Podcast, all one word. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Neverwinter Nights podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees. The Neverwinter Nights podcast is a production of These Old Geeks, who is solely responsible for its content.
For now, I say we crack some of those kegs and drown the flagon in wine.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast. The Neverwinter Nights podcast is copyright 2008.
My Wii says I'm normal.
We got to give it up for Stryker. Stryker went to sleep early so that he could get up, because he's in the middle, you know, he's over in Israel, so that he could get up and listen to us stream. I am a geek groupie. I am not truly a geek.
I don't think that Cafe Press has comments.
Why all the hells?
Download at your own risk.
Yeah, he gonna barbecue you.
I'm a dork.
We just scared Buddy's wife out of the room.
We can't forget her.
Sorry, man.
I have never, ever played a role-playing game other than a computer game. Oh, I didn't go there, did I? So she logoed one from Neverwinter Nights podcast. Trey, have a heart attack.
Nah, I'm gonna leave it all in.
Yeah, LOL.
Sorry, man.